Penguin Audio presents The Lunatic Cafe by Laurel K. Hamilton. Read by Kimberly Alexis. It was 2 weeks before Christmas, a slow time of year for raising the dead. My last client of the night sat across from me. George Smits was a tall man, well over 6 feet. He sat in front of me, crushing his toboggan hat, kneading it in his big hands. The coffee that he'd accepted sat cooling on the edge of my desk. He hadn't taken so much as a sip. I was drinking my coffee out of the Christmas mug that Bert, my boss, had insisted everyone bring in. A personalized holiday mug to add a personal touch to the office. My mug had a reindeer in a bathrobe and slippers with Christmas lights laced in its antlers, toasting the merry season with champagne and saying, "Bingle gels." Bert didn't really like my mug, but he let it go, probably afraid of what else I might bring in. He'd been very pleased with my outfit for the evening. A high-collared blouse so perfectly red I'd had to wear makeup to keep from looking pale. The skirt and matching jacket were a deep forest green. I hadn't dressed for Bert. I had dressed for my date. The silver outline of an angel gleamed in my lapel. I looked very Christmassy. The Browning high-power 9mm didn't look Christmassy at all, but since it was hidden under the jacket, that didn't seem to matter. "Now, Mr. Smits, how may I help you today?" I asked.
"I need help, and I don't know who else to go to."
"Exactly what kind of help do you need, Mr. Smits?"
"It's my wife."